listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 463. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Most women don't burn out because they're doing too much. They burn out because they're building businesses their bodies were never meant to carry. My guest today on the amazing Angela Henderson Online Business Show is Cassandra Duffield, and she's part of our Take Over the Mic series, where I shine a light on powerhouse business owners and thought leaders who are changing the game in their space. And today, Cassandra is talking about what it really means to build a business your body can hold in order to scale a business sustainably. I'm super excited to have her on the show today, so let's dive in.
Today, I want to share with you something that's taken me more than 20 years in business and entrepreneurship to truly be able to understand. The truth is, most women don't burn out because they're doing too much. What I've found is that women tend to burn out because they're building a business their body just can't hold. What I mean by that is we're building businesses outside of what actually aligns with who we truly are. We build outside of our authentic self, outside of our natural rhythm, and outside of our nervous system's capacity to be able to hold it. And when we do that, we are setting ourselves up on a road that leads to burnout. In a world that glorifies the hustle, the always on, the constant scaling, I want to offer something different, a different perspective. Because you are not here to build a business that drains you. You are here to build a business that enhances your life, a business that impacts the lives of the people that you help, one that fuels your health, empowers your joy, supports your relationships, instead of stealing from all of these really important areas. If you're new to me, hi everyone, I'm Cassandra Duffel. I'm a mentor and a strategist for women building aligned, sustainable businesses, in the kind of way that grows with you, not against you. After 2 decades across corporate marketing, natural health, and owning successful businesses, I learned the hard truth and I learned it the hard way. Strategy alone just isn't enough. Sustainability in business, it has to start with you. It has to start by creating a life by design. It starts with your body, your capacity, your nervous system, and your own safety. Because when your energy and your structure work in harmony, that is when success becomes effortless. So today I want to talk about what it really means to create success and create a business that your body can hold. I call this the new feminine framework of business. It's about balancing your feminine flow with masculine structure and how to build a business from pure alignment instead of pure adrenaline. So friends, let's dive in. I'm going to start with my story of what led me to this epiphany, this realization of what it really takes to build a business. And I call it the story of force to flow to fusion. And my story really begins at that first step of what I call force. Across many corporate years, I was working as a marketing manager for some of the world's biggest, most dynamic, amazing global brands. Brands like McDonald's, Vodafone, Sony Columbia Films, Toyota, Melbourne Airport. The big brands with the big goals and the big energy to match. I loved this phase of my life. It was amazing. I mastered performance. I mastered precision. But I lived entirely from my head, from rationalization, from planning, from the next step, and always having to be 10 steps ahead. Planning, strategy, results, rinse, repeat. Meanwhile, while I was on this hamster wheel of always having to achieve more, my body was quietly falling apart. Constant stress, constant urgency meant that my health was deteriorating before my eyes. So while I was achieving everything that you are told that you should be to be successful, that yardstick, my health was quietly just unraveling. And maybe you felt that too. Perhaps you are working really hard, ticking all the boxes of success, but deep down inside, you're sensing that something's off. This doesn't make sense to be working so hard, to be ticking these success boxes. But then why don't I feel fulfilled? Why do I feel unwell? So when I left corporate, I thought that I was escaping the hustle. My health had gotten to the point where I had to leave. I couldn't sustain any more work in corporate. My health could not handle it. So I had to leave. This is when I decided it was time to move into something that was a bit more aligned with me, felt a little bit more in flow. For me, this was the study of naturopathy. This was a blend of what I needed to know with something I felt that I could make a big difference in. I needed to improve my health. I needed to heal myself. And I needed naturopathy to do it. So during this phase, I studied naturopathy. That was my second degree. I launched 3 online businesses. I juggled a marriage that was struggling. And I raised 2 little boys, both on the spectrum, both needing so much from me. I was giving, nurturing, serving, all heart, no boundaries, supplying what everybody else needs, but not filling my own cup. This phase taught me that being in flow was great, but flow without foundation, flow without boundaries, it's not actually true flow. This was feminine energy in overdrive, and I completely lost myself to it, lost myself in it. I got to the point of not really knowing, who am I? What am I here for? Why am I always exhausted? Why is there no time for me? And I'm sure that many of you listening right now are thinking, yes, I've been there, or maybe I am there. Maybe you're there right now. You give to everyone, you give everything to everyone, and somehow there's nothing left for you. So that was my phase of flow, where I was trying to learn about the boundaries and the balance. After this came what I called fusion. And this is the phase that changed everything. This is where everything started to fall together like the pieces of a puzzle. After my divorce, I had to start from scratch. I was financially destitute and I had to begin again. I started my naturopathic health clinic. And I started it from the ground up. I had no capital behind me and I had to be successful. I had 2 little boys relying on me. I created multi 6-figure success in a clinical practice while being a fully present mum. I did every drop off. I did every pickup. I volunteered on every school excursion. I ran the disco. I was on the PNC. I was full-time mum. I was there. I was there. But unfortunately, what I'd done with my clinic was I had built it from scarcity. I'd built it from financial scarcity. I had built it from this desperate desire to earn enough money to keep a roof over our heads, to have enough income that I could pay the bills and provide what my children needed. This business was built from the fear of not having enough, the fear of not being able to provide. And what did that mean? It meant that I took on too much. It meant that I said yes when I should have said no, and I ended up burnt out again for the second time. First time in corporate, second time now of my own doing. So I had built a business that provided everything that I wanted to provide, but what I realized I'd forgotten in that equation was me. I had forgotten that I needed to design a life around the business. I needed to put me in that picture. It's not about doing less necessarily, but it's about coherence. It's about alignment. It's where your business strategy supports you, your health, your wellness, your nervous system, instead of overriding it. So what we need to do in this new feminine framework of building a business, you need to understand yourself first. What you need, what you want, what's your capacity, what's your rhythm, what's your safety? That is where you build your business from. And from that foundation, you can create a stable, long-term business. You might be thinking right now, this all makes perfect sense. I'm hearing a lot of myself in what you have to say, but how can I know that I'm out of alignment here? What are the signs? So let me tell you, there are three, and I've been working as a mentor with women in this realm for a long time now. There's three key signs that I see when you are out of coherence. Your business and your body aren't in alignment. The first sign is that you are operating from your mind, not your body. Rational thinking all the time, the brain's always on. We can't sleep, but we wake up in the middle of the night and our brain is already ticking through the to-do list for the next morning. If that is you, you're in the first sign of operating from your mind instead of your body. What we need to remember here is that deep wisdom that we have, that feminine wisdom that says to us, our body knows the truth. Your body, it whispers the truth to you. But most of us have learned over years and experiences to silence that truth. We silence her. We don't listen to our innate self. And instead, you just keep pushing through saying, I have to do this. I have to get this done. I have to launch this program. I have to do this service. You're following the blueprints, the strategies, the launch models, the formulas, even when they don't feel right to you. It's at that moment your body's actually saying no, but your brain is saying you can't stop now. And this is exactly where the first sign of misalignment can start to show up for you. The second sign is that you are stuck in what I call push-collapse cycles. Push-collapse cycles. And this can actually be the second step from what we just discussed. This is where we have bursts of hustle energy followed by burnout or even avoidance. So we know something has to be done. We're pushing forward. Maybe we're launching. Maybe we're birthing a new offer. And we hustle, hustle. We put all that energy into creating and getting it done. Except by the time we're finished, we're so exhausted we can't continue. We've burnt ourselves out. And a lot of people in this point actually go into avoidance mode. I'm so burnt out by my business, I can't even bear to think about it right now. And this is where you might find yourself sitting knowing that you should be doing something else, but you just cannot physically get off that chair. You have burnt yourself out to the point of avoidance. And let me be really clear here, this is not a motivational problem. Don't think to yourself that, oh, if only I had more motivation, I'd be right. That's not the truth at all. It's actually a problem of misalignment between you, your nervous system, and how your body responds to things and the goals that you have. You've pushed your nervous system further than it can handle. Being in business, we need to start to think about this like we're being in a marathon. It takes time. It takes effort. We need to pace ourselves and we need to take the right steps forward. But so many women in business look at that marathon of business and they're trying to sprint it instead. Let's just push. Let's just hustle. Let's work all day. Let's work all night. We'll get there. We'll get there. Problem is, the finish line is forever moving, isn't it? And you know, maybe you know this one that I'm talking about. Launching is such a key example of this. The high of the launch, you work so hard through that 6 or 12 week launch runway and you're putting in every ounce of effort. And then you close doors on cart right when you're supposed to start delivering your amazing offer and you crash. You're exhausted, you're burnt out. So right when your people need the very best from you, you have nothing left in the tank to give. So if this is where you're at in this push collapse cycle, you don't need more discipline. You don't need more motivation. What you actually need is better boundaries and you need more safety. The body needs to feel safe. If you feel safe, your nervous system feels safe. You won't be in that constant push-collapse cycle. The scarcity and the desperation that you're feeling that's powering you on will be gone. So we need to start getting that balance right.
A quick pause because I have something big to share with you. Want the chance to not only attend Australia's annual 3-day Women in Business Conference, but also speak on my stage? Early bird tickets are officially on sale right now, and spots are already selling fast. And here's the exciting part. The first 50 women who grab their ticket go into the draw to win a 15-minute speaking spot at the conference. Yes, a real stage, real audience, real exposure. So if you've been dreaming about attending Australia's leading event for women in business and stepping into the spotlight, now is your moment. Head to angelahenderson.com.au and grab your early bird ticket today before they're gone, but also for your chance to win a spot to speak on stage, but only for the first 50 people who buy their tickets. Now let's get back into this amazing episode.
The third sign that I see in the women that I work with is, and it's kind of twofold, we are expanding externally. Your business is growing. You're taking on more clients. Your revenue is growing. So externally, everything is expanding and you're hitting those success markers. But on the inside, as yet, your identity hasn't caught up. This can often happen when you get that feeling like you're faking it. Your business is growing. It's going really well. People might say to you, wow, you're so successful. But you feel a bit like a fraud on the inside. You're faking it because you're playing catch up with your own success. The woman who built the last version of your business to get it where it is now is not the woman who you need to move into that next chapter, that next level of success. There's learning you need to take on. There's growth you need to have to be able to continue forward. If any of these signs that I've just discussed resonate with you and you think, yep, that sounds like me, I just want to remind you here, it's not a sign of failure. It's not a sign of failure. And it's actually a really great sign because what it is awareness. If you can be aware of some of these things, that's the first step to being able to change it. So once you're aware, that's your invitation to yourself to come back into coherence, to find your alignment again, to put the boundaries in place and to respect your nervous system, your own safety and your own wellness above everything else. Now, I want you to understand that when I talk about feminine business, I don't mean soft, floaty, all feel, no focus. And I know that can be how we look at feminine business and feminine embodied business. That is not what I'm talking about. As a business mentor, as a strategist, as someone who has an extensive corporate career behind me, I have been able to put these pieces together so we still get the strategy that builds our business, but from that feminine framework, that foundation that we need, that's going to give us sustainable success. I actually call this the well-rising framework. And why do I call it the well-rising framework? Two reasons, actually. In business, we are always trying to rise, aren't we? We're always trying to attain that next level. We want to rise. We want to ascend. But what I want you to achieve is success and is that next step, but not at the detriment of your health, your wellness, your relationships. I want it to rise well. And that's why I coined this phrase, the well-rising framework. It's how I personally live and lead now. And I teach all of my people to do the same thing. What I want you to take away from this episode today is what this well-rising framework, this new era of feminine leadership looks like and how you can start to embody it in your business. So let's talk through those now. The first of these, and you can think of these as anchors or pillars or even levers that you can start to turn on within your business. And you can return to any of these and you can up the ante, turn that lever on a little bit more anytime that you feel you're starting to drift out of alignment. The first one of these is inner congruence. This is about that alignment on the inside, your business being aligned with you, your life, your body, your needs. So before you plan or post or go to push through, I want you to pause and I want you to ask yourself, how does this feel in my body? What you're planning on doing, what you're about to activate, does it make you feel open? Does it make you feel light? Does it make you feel clear and expansive? Or does it make you feel tight, foggy, heavy, constricted? Okay. If what you're thinking about makes it feel like a jacket that's just too tight, you're not in the right alignment. If it doesn't land in your body, it's not going to be able to land in your business. It's got to be the right thing for you and it's got to feel like it's in flow. The second lever you need to bring into these anchors is energetic capacity. You cannot create what you haven't built the capacity to hold. In our business lives, we've mistaken consistency for being constant. We think we have to be ever visible, ever on, ever active. But what this does is consistently drain our energy, doesn't it? Your energy is not infinite, okay? It's a finite resource, and it's actually very intelligent. If you listen to your energy and how you're feeling, it will tell you exactly what you need to do in any given moment. It's just that we've learned to disregard what it's saying. We might know that we're tired and we need to rest, but our rational brain goes, no, we just need to finish XYZ. So you need to start to listen to this innate intelligence that you have so you can regulate your nervous system, so you can bring that energy to the forefront in the right way. You are allowed to rest. You're allowed to show up in ways that suit you. You don't have to be everything to everyone. And when you honor your own rhythm, your own boundaries, and your own energetic capacity, your business will find its natural rhythm, boundaries, and capacity as well. Consider too something that I call balanced integration. And I think this is a bit of a turning circle moment. We've come full circle because this is where the masculine and the feminine meet. Knowing that we all embody both elements, the masculine and the feminine energy, a part of all of us. But in business, for too long, we've seen it run by masculine energy. We might have learnt from people who were very strong in masculine energy. Now, masculine energy is great. It can give us direction. It can give us structure. It can give us that push to keep going through if we really need to. It's something that's really important to have. But if we're running too much from the masculine energy, we burn out. So we need to remember to bring the feminine energy in. The feminine energy is bringing that nurture, the compassion, the intuition, the creativity, the magnetism, and that flow to the business. So it actually feels like you, it sounds like you, and it helps the people that you were put on this earth to help. Can you see how when you blend what the masculine can bring with what the feminine bring, you get this innate balance and this amazing dance that not only boosts your life and your well-being, but it puts your business in the places and the spaces where it can make the most impact for others as well. Too much in the masculine, you will suffocate. You will end up burnt out, exhausted. You'll shut the doors and leave. And then who are you helping from that point of view? Too much flow, too much feminine, and you can drift. Okay, so we still need some structure. We still need some planning. We still need that strategy, but we need to bring both together. And when you can bring those two together, that is when coherence is going to happen. The fourth anchor you need to bring through is something that I call embodied action. And if you followed me for a while, you might have also heard me call it intentional action. It's really important that we take some action in our businesses. And when we are too far in that feminine, we can sometimes think that all we need to do is sit in a corner and meditate, think happy thoughts, and $1 million will materialize in our laps. We need to have a great mindset. We need to be positive. We need to be focused. We absolutely do. But you also need to take action. Success doesn't happen by osmosis. You need to take the action for things to materialize. Having alignment without action is nothing but wishful thinking. And taking action and lots of action without it being aligned is just going to lead you to burnout. That is why embodied action is so important. It means that you're moving from your truth, from your integrity, from your authenticity, even if it is one small step at a time. Because one small step leads to the next small step. And step upon step upon step will get you to the top of the mountain. You don't have to move fast, and it's not a race, but you have to move from alignment. So taking embodied action that is in alignment with your long-term goals is the best way to move forward. As we start to wrap up this episode, I want to make this really tangible for you, and I want to give you a little exercise that you can do, and I call it the alignment reset. I want you to think about an area in your business right now that feels a bit heavy, a bit sticky, something you're a bit confused about, you're not sure what to do. It might be your pricing. Perhaps it's your visibility or your marketing. Maybe it's an offer that you've outgrown, something you don't enjoy delivering anymore. With that in mind, that element of your business that feels heavy or sticky, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to take a slow, deep breath in. And I want you to be thinking about that piece of your business. When you think about that part of your business, what is happening in your body right now? Do you feel expansion? Do you feel uncomfortable? Do you feel in flow? Think about what's really happening. Where do you feel it? Now, thinking about that element of your business, if you can think about that and you're feeling in flow, you feel aligned, you feel expansion, then what you're thinking about is a yes. If, however, what you're thinking about makes you feel contracted, makes you feel stuck, then your answer is a no. Great example here is your pricing. And a client of mine did this work with me recently. She was thinking about putting up her prices, but she was really concerned about how that would work with her existing clients. Would they stay with her? Would they not? But with the ever-rising cost of business and increasing overheads, she had reached this crux where she needed to increase her prices to be able to keep moving forward. She'd also made the decision that she wanted some higher price services, more premium services, so she could help people in some different areas. But she was just a little bit uncomfortable taking that leap. We did this alignment reset with her. And when she closed her eyes and thought about her pricing and the new pricing she wanted to birth in her business, she actually felt expansive. She felt aligned. She felt like it was the next step up to her next level. And it felt completely aligned with where she needed to go. So that was a yes. That was a yes that she needed to step past her fear and put those prices up. So for you, I want to ask you, with the element that you were thinking about, how did it feel for you? Was it a yes or was it a no? And based on that, what's the next step you need to take? What is one small aligned action that you feel ready to hold next? What's that next step? And that is all you need. It's not the whole plan. It's not a 12-step process. It's not a 10-year strategy. All you need is the next aligned step that feels right to you right now. And that is how coherence is built. That is how you embody this new feminine framework of leadership through one embodied decision at a time. As we wrap up, I want to leave you with some final thoughts. You, my friend, are not here to build faster. You are not here to build deeper. You are not here to build better. You're not here to abandon your body, your health, your relationships, your family in the name of success. You are here to be different. You are here to make an impact in the lives of those that you help. And you are here to expand your capacity to grow into your soul's mission and the reason that you are here. When your energy, your identity, and your body are in coherence, your business won't just grow. It will grow and stabilize at every level. It becomes something that enhances your life instead of something that depletes it. A business that will fuel your health, your joy, your relationships instead of stealing from them. And that is what it means to build a business that your body can hold. Friends, thank you for joining me today. If this episode landed for you, and I hope it did, I would love for us to connect. I invite you to come and join me inside my free community, the Well Rising Collective, or come and connect with me on social media. You'll find the links in the show notes. If you are done building a burnout business and instead you're ready to build from alignment and coherence, come and join me. I share deeper teachings on energetic coherence, balanced integration, and the new era of feminine leadership. Because the new paradigm in business, it's not about how fast we rise. It's about how well we rise and how well we take others with us. So I'd be honored to walk beside you in your journey. Come and find me through the show notes. Thank you for listening. And remember, the key in business isn't just to build a business. It's to build a business that gives you the life that you long to live, that makes an impact in the lives of the people that you help. That is what business is about. So thank you for joining me, and I look forward to connecting with you in the future.
Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.